This morning we're going to start at the beginning. We're going to read out of the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, and the first chapter. I invite you to join me, or I invite you just to listen as we read these words together. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, only the first two verses. The Word of God reads this morning, "When God began to create the heavens and the earth was without shape or form. It was dark over the deep sea, and God's wind swept over the waters." Let us pray. God of creation, we thank you this morning as we gather here, a privilege and honor. As we read these words, may they sink into our hearts, and may we all take something as we leave this place. In Christ's name we pray. So can I just be completely honest with you this morning? When Pastor Sam and I spoke earlier this week, and we agreed that I would preach this morning. Usually, when I know I'm going to speak, either something has been on my mind, or usually I've been thinking about something, or usually something has aggravated me, and I'm certain of what I know I'm gonna talk about, without a doubt. But you know what? This week I sat down at my desk and I started putting my thoughts together and starting to get ready, and you know what came out? That's right. Nothing. And I don't know, I mean, I'm sure some of you have spoken at things, or maybe some of you have preached before, and it's actually a very uncomfortable feeling knowing that you're going to stand before the congregation on Sunday morning and you have no clue of what verse you're going to use. You have no clue of an idea, a thought, nothing. I think I even had conversations with Marlo and thinking, do you know what I should talk about? So, and then I sat there and I thought to myself, how in the world am I going to make something out of nothing? And then it hit me. So I got up from my desk and I took a drive out to our house, and I walked around the yard. If you haven't been out to where we get to live, beautiful trees that tower over you, tons of trees, beautiful creation. Looking down the hill and seeing the pond at the bottom, so I walked around the yard and I kicked around some leaves, mainly to look for snakes, just in case. And I looked at creation and I looked at God's nature, and I thought, creating something out of nothing has happened before. You know, we live in the world where there's a whole lot of nothing. This morning as I woke up, when you're going to preach, you can't sleep the night before. So you wake up extremely early and for some reason turn on the news as if that's going to be better. And as I was watching the news, I thought, man, that's a whole lot of nothing. A whole lot of brokenness, a whole lot of disappointment, a whole lot of pain and anger, grudges. So this past week, I went to the funeral of a friend who was tragically killed in a motorcycle accident. He was only 25 years old, and he had his whole life before him. The last time we spent some time together, he said, "Gabe, I'm going to go to Dallas, and I'm going to pursue a career." And he had just quit his job just out of nowhere and decided he wanted to go to school and become a motorcycle mechanic. And he did it, and he was there living his dream, becoming who he wanted to become. And in an instant, a car pulls out in front of his bike. In an instant, his life was gone. And so as we went to the funeral, and I walked down the aisle to say goodbye, and I glanced at the pictures of him and watched him as he laid there, it was a moment of a whole lot of nothing. I sat there at the funeral and thought, how can something come out of this? And if I can be truly honest with you this morning, despite being a staff member of a church and working in the church for many years, these are the moments that truly make me question my own faith. Because it was this moment that was dark and that it was empty. And you know, I thought, and if we understand our calling, that we're all really ministers, but for those who accept the call to vocational ministry, people may think that we're event planners and babysitters, but the reality is that we're anything but that. We make the choice to step on the front lines of people's brokenness. We accept the call to be the first responders to people's pain. We do not accept this life. We do not accept this Christ so that we can get a pass on pain. Rather, we accept this life with the anticipation of moments of darkness. Christ himself warned his disciples. And so I go back to the yard, and as I walked around the yard and continued to kick leaves and think, God, I hear you. This is what you do. I mean, even the story of Jesus himself being born into the world is a story of how in the middle of nowhere, from someone who had no real significance before the angel came to her, it is a story of something coming from nothing. Pain, sorrow, disappointment, bad mornings, bad evenings, bad weeks, brokenness. It sees no color. It sees no gender. It does not even see faith. It just comes. And I know many people find comfort in the words of everything happens for a reason. And if that is you, and if that brings you some comfort, I'm in no one to say that you are wrong. But I wonder, if maybe things don't happen on purpose, but maybe our job is to find the purpose in things that happen. Sometimes life happens and it really, really disappoints us. It really, really shocks us. It really, really hurts us. Things don't go our way. The car doesn't start. Jobs are lost. And tragedies happen. And it seems as if our congregation has felt that many a times recently. All these things happen and many more. And the saddest part, though, is not that these things happen. The sad part is when these things happen in our lives, that we accept that as the final answer. It is as almost that the longer we face these challenges, that at times we become desensitized and we easily lose hope. So why in the world would we read Genesis 1? What does creation have to do with this? Let's read it again. When God began to create the heavens and the earth, listen, the earth was without shape or form. It was dark over the deep sea, and God's wind swept over the waters. Isn't it interesting that at the beginning, it was dark and empty? We have read these words since you probably colored coloring sheets in elementary, in your Sunday school teachers. You read these words, you painted the pictures. We have read these words. We know that in the beginning, it was dark. But isn't it ironic that in our lives, when we have a bad morning, all of a sudden the rest of the day is over? When we have a bad Monday, the rest of the week is over. Or when something tragic happens in our lives, sadly some think their life is over. But that is not our story. When we begin our faith journey, our story ends and we gain a new story, a new beginning. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Hear these words today. It is only the beginning. Not only hear these words, but share these words. It is only the beginning. God's mercies are new every day. Do we understand that? Do we grasp that? Or have these words of the living scripture become like another book thrown on the shelf? These words of creation are still alive for you and I. And it says that in the darkness, it is only the beginning. Because in the beginning, when it was dark, when it was empty, then what happened? God swept in. So, when my high school friends and I were together this past week, and we loved and supported each other, and we sat there, and I sat there thinking, what good can come from this? I thought about a few years earlier when my grandmother passed away. When my mother's mom passed away on my mother's side, that was the first death since 1988 that had happened. And I'm talking aunts, uncles, cousins, spouses. No one had passed away in over 20 years. So when my grandmother lost her life, it was pretty big. And I remember one of my aunts saying that if we do not learn anything from her death, then her death is in vain. So what good could have come out of that? A few of us got together for lunch and talked. And without words, we almost made this commitment that we would not let our distance, we would not let our lives interrupt our friendships. We even scheduled a time that we would all get together. And even this past week, we've been calling and texting each other all week. And maybe that isn't the best good that can come out of the loss of his life, but it's the best that we have right now. And I feel that in that moment, in that darkness, that God swept in. In the darkness, let God sweep in. That is who He is. He is the one to turn your mourning into dancing. Because I believe that in the beginning, when all things were dark and hopeless, that God swept in and made something beautiful. And I believe that our God is the God who makes something beautiful out of the ashes. Lent is coming up. It's a time of cleaning out our souls and refocusing on God. But before that, we begin in the ashes. We begin with remembering that God created something beautiful out of the dust. You. That is where we come from. Friends, I'm not here to speak some words that are going to change your life. Pretty much that's all I got. But rather, I'm here to only share something that I had to be reminded of this week. Don't let the promises of God lose their meaning. Don't forget that the book, that the Bible is God's love story to humanity. God loves you. Don't let that just be a normal statement for you. But instill that in your family. Instill that in your children. That because of the fact that God loves us, that we have hope even in the darkness. That we have life when all things feel empty. That we have purpose. And may that love move us to share that hope with others. That God is not finished creating. Our God is a God who is still creating. And we will not give up.